From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Miami Dolphins upset the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football 22-20. Cameron Wake tackled Andy Dalton in overtime for a safety, which gave the Dolphins the win. They had tied the game on a late field goal in regulation. Miami improves to 4-4. The Bengals drop to 6-3. Matt Williams is officially in place as the new manager of the Washington Nationals. He signed a multi-year contract yesterday to replace veteran skipper Davey Johnson. Packer outside linebacker Nick Perry didn't practice yesterday when the Packers started going over the game plan for Monday night's game with Chicago. He suffered a broken foot October 13th. Mike McCarthy said yesterday that it's not recovering as quickly as the team had hoped. Meanwhile, Micah Hyde, who's having a good rookie year, is looking forward to his first Bear game.
Yeah, I just feel like from weeks past, obviously the Minnesota and Packers rivalry is pretty heated too. But, these guys are doing a good job of letting me know what's going on and this and that. So I know it's going to be, it's going to be a lot of intensity here. Monday night game, primetime game. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
The Badgers take on Iowa tomorrow for the first time since 2010. Gary Anderson says it's good to face a pro offense for a while after all the spread offenses they've seen.
And that's college football these days. You got to get ready to defend a lot of different things. And defensively this week, it's the opportunity to line up against a very good offensive line and kind of match strength on strength a little bit, if you will. So having the extra week is good, I believe, for weeks that build up like this. And our kids have done a nice job so far.
The Badger hockey team in action tonight hosting Lake Superior State. You can hear that game right here. And the Bucks back in action on the road. They're in Boston to play the Celtics. That's sports. I'm Tom King.